America Weekend.
And you know, Roland, we come to the point in time in our broadcast that I call it the well.
The well?
The well.
Like W-E-L-L?
Yes, the well. We all circle around the well. Animals circle around the well. We're at the well, and when we have, we got nothing.
When you go to the well, you're supposed to get something.
Well, that's the reason why we're here. We're here at the well looking for something. Ladies and gentlemen, with a period of time where we have a nothing to create something.
I have something for you.
And I knew you would. Go.
Well, you know that I'm a poet as an avocation.
Yes, and you've written three books, published, and very well received.
And I love poetry.
Yes.
But years ago, when my granddaughters, I have twin granddaughters and another daughter from another son, who's about 4 or 5 years younger than the twins. And I wanted to write something that they could have, that they could learn from their grandfather. You know,
okay.
They call me Pop, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I mean, I wanted to be called Grand One, but they refused to do that.
Oh, Exalted One. Yes. I like that better. Exalted One.
Somehow it didn't work out. They do when they want something. They say, oh, Grand One, you know. But anyway, you know the old alphabet. When you were a kid, you learned A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
That's correct.
And the little sing-song aspect.
A, B, C, D, F, G. Okay.
Please don't. Just don't sing.
Call okay. Never okay. Sing.
Okay. But anyway, so I wrote a poem that I thought that they might like to memorize
okay.
The alphabet when they were, you know, they were preschool.
Here we go.
So here it is. Is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H, I, J, and next is K. Then follows L, and M will tell, the N will go before the O. It's P, then Q, then R will do, with S and T before U, V. But W and X there too precede the Y, for Z's goodbye.
Love it. You see, now we went from nothing to something.
See?
In a heartbeat. Do you know that is one of the most important things that any child could absolutely learn?
And the alphabet you're talking about?
More than the alphabet, the way we deliver it.
Oh, yes.
ABC. And the sing-song that we go along with it, you and I have both gone through it. I have a little one now. And that whole approach to presenting them with the love of the word, the love of the numbers, not the numbers, the alphabet, the letters that define it. When they get that very early, that never wanes through life.
Well, true. I mean, somehow biblically, we have created the, what would you call it, the efficacy of the word. In the beginning was the word.
In the beginning was the word. That's correct.
And I think its original translation from whenever it was written, I guess ancient Greek, it would be in the beginning was the logos. Logos meaning, of course, the word.
Correct.
And you know, I don't know where we're going with this, but...
No, but you know what? We're going in the fact that you and I both are people of words. And you and I have spent most of our life trying to get people to use the English language in the proper context and form. We can launch into the text thing. I'm not going to go there. Or the Twitter thing. I'm not going to go there with these... strange conglomerations of for you and all this other kind of nonsense. And I don't care how old you are.
Well, if you're paying, I'm sorry, interrupting, but if you're paying by character, then I can see an abbreviation is important.
And I also don't care about that either. And I fought with my wife on this.
Right.
We're going on for 10 years now. It is about getting it right, because when we get it right with the word, with the words, with the spelling, with the grammatical correction, and I can launch into a topic right now, I won't. And it starts with A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
You're singing.
I'm singing. I really shouldn't do that.
All right. Well, you know, I think what most people forget, that every single word has a power.
Correct.
And it's depending on how you put the words together that create the power of the statement.
That's correct, too.
But you know what? Letters also have a power.
Yes, they do.
And how you put them together creates an enjoyable experience, a tirade, a great profound statement. It's what's fascinating about the English language, but you know this is true in any language.
Correct.
It has nothing to do with the English.
Many of the great works of history have never been written in English.
No.
Been translated into English, but were not written in English. And we can go into that topic, but we're running out of time here.
No, you're not.
And
you can have as much time as you want. You've got, I'll give you 30 seconds. How's that?
And the 30 seconds are believe in the words and believe in the word. Form them, make them part of, and have fun with them because it is a fun thing to do. And I say that often enough to many people. Have fun with it. Have fun with words. I should write a book about that. What do you think?
Okay, we now have about 10 seconds left. You may sing.
A, B, C, D, E. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith. Smith Sabatino.
America, weekend, weekend.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. George and Mary were in the process of getting a divorce. While separated, George was in a car accident. Car repairs and medical expenses came to $5,000. During the final stages of divorce proceedings, George requested that Mary pay for half the accident. Technically, they were still married at the time. What do you think the judge decided in this case? The final verdict after this. The Final Verdict is sponsored by National Debt Relief Group. Is your credit card debt a serious problem? Learn how to reduce your balance with a free 5-minute consultation. Just call 800-382-9602. That's 800-382-9602. Although the judge ordered George to pay the entire car bill, he ordered Mary to pay 50% of George's medical costs because legally they are a necessity of life. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star came to the majors with big-time credentials. He was the 2000 AL Rookie of the Year and helped lead the Mariners to two league championship series where his magic wore off.
Into the gap. That's a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Ball game.
So where is Kaz Sasaki now? Kaz abruptly left the Mariners after the 2003 season and pitched one more season in 2005 for the Yokohama Bay Stars. His affair with a Japanese actress led to a split with his pop star wife. He's been a judge on the original Iron Chef and had a pop hit in Japan called Breaking New Ground. And the Grammy goes to... just kidding. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.